Good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF. Kyle High in studio with you this morning. Hope everybody's having a good morning and staying warm out there. It is 17 degrees, so be sure to bundle up before you head out this morning. We have a guest in studio, as we do every Tuesday around this time. We have the Independence Chamber of Commerce Director, Lisa Wilson. Good morning, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good morning. Just trying to thaw out.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly out there. So a lot of things going on in Independence. We'll go ahead and start with we have started with the past couple of weeks, though, and this will be going all the way up to January 31st. It'll be Spirit Pumps at the Cinex over on North Penn.
That's right. So Mikey's Convenience Store is partnering and being a good partner of education with the school system, and they are donating 3 cents of every gallon of gas that is pumped from the designated Spirit Pump at Mikey's on North Penn Avenue. I filled up my car yesterday before the weather changed and got cold, but you just have a few more days. So that started December the 5th. It's running clear through the end of January, so we have up until January the 31st. So if you see that that little gauge getting closer to E and closer to E, swing by Mikey's, pull up to the pump that has the signs that designate it as the Spirit Pump, and fill up your car.
So, yeah, and hopefully by the time that this is over, that there was a ton of money raised. We would love to see that for the kids. January 21st all the way up to February 29th will be the Monte Toon art exhibit at the Independence Historical Museum.
That's right. So that starts today, and Monte Toon is a watercolorist. He's been in Independence before. He is incredibly talented, and his art exhibit is on display at the museum, as I said, starting today. The address of the Historical Museum and Art Center is 123 North 8th Street, and they're open Tuesday through Saturday.
So get on out there. You got a month to see it, but you may want to see it several times when you get on out there. Today it is Tuesday, so it is time for the weekly community recycling collection day.
That's right. So we talk about this every week, every Tuesday from 11 to 1 at the sanitation yard at 21st and Maple. The city will be accepting recyclables. They will also be accepting debris and appliances and furniture and other bulky items. And then we always have our Saturday pickup, and that's from 8 to noon at the same location, 21st and Maple. So you have lots of opportunities, weekly opportunities on Tuesday to recycle. And if that doesn't work into your schedule, then drop it off from 8 to noon on the first Saturday of every month.
And it appears that, Independence High School, the varsity and JV, will have their wrestling duel tonight against Frontenac, and that begins at 5.
I put that on the calendar just because I think wrestling sometimes doesn't get the publicity during this season that basketball does. So a shout out to the high school varsity and junior varsity wrestling as they take on Frontenac, as you said, in the high school gymnasium at 5 this evening.
So that should be pretty exciting. Here's another thing that's going to be exciting. It's not in Independence, but it does include Independence, and it is on Wednesday, and it's the rivalry for Montgomery County, as it's going to be ICC versus CCC.
That's right. So that game will be tomorrow. The women will tip off at 5:30 here in Coffeyville, and then the men's game will follow after that. And so I will be wearing, actually, I'm a pirate to the core, but I have one of my foreign exchange student who is Anya Markowska from Poland, and she is playing for the Ravens this year for Tony Turner. So I'm going to slip on some red to cheer her on to a victory. They are doing incredibly well this year, so I will cheer for them. And then immediately following that game, I'm taking my Raven shirt off and I'll put back on my Pirate shirt.
and go sit on the Pirate
side. And change locations. That's right.
So that is tomorrow night. That's going to be exciting for the battle before Montgomery County. On January 25th, more basketball as Independence will be hosting Cloud County.
That's right. So basketball this week on Wednesday, and then Saturday we will have more basketball. The women will play at 4 o'clock and the men will play at 6. As you said, they will be taking on Cloud County.
And if that's not enough basketball for you, we got a lot more for you. And in fact, the high school version of the battle for Montgomery County on January 28th between Independence and Field Kindley.
I know. Isn't that crazy that we're playing Coffeyville. Independence playing Coffeyville same week. So the high school will be playing Field Kinley at home. Varsity game starts at 6, and the boys varsity game will start at 8, and that will be on the 28th. So that's Tuesday evening. And then we also play Coffeyville again at home on the 7th, and that will be our homecoming game on February the 7th. And I looked at that and thought, is that right? But I double checked, and according to what I'm seeing online, we have two home games against Coffeyville. So mark those on your calendar. And then the high school will also take on Pittsburgh at home on the 31st. So home games for basketball again for the high school will be the 28th against Coffeyville, the 31st against Pittsburgh, and then early in the month of February on the 7th with homecoming again playing Coffeyville.
So lots of basketball going around, including again on the 29th as Independence will be hosting Allen County. That is on the 29th. The women's game starts at 6, the men at 8. So, I mean, if you're a basketball junkie, we got plenty of it for you here in Montgomery County. The next day on January 30th will be open house at the library.
So the library is hosting an open house. The library location is 220 East Maple. The open house will begin at 5 o'clock on the 30th. And they have a tremendous amount of programming. And I say I publicize the open house because they are rolling out a new program called Open Access. And it's where the library will be open 24 hours a day. You will have an access code or a pass card, and you'll be able to get into the library and utilize all that the library has to offer even after hours. You know, so many people's work schedules might not match up with the schedules of the library, but people need access to that. So this is a great opportunity that our community has. And so you can learn more about that at the open house on the 30th, as well as I encourage everyone to go check out the library's Facebook page, because they have so much programming available to all of us, and their website as well. So I could have a whole show on just all the library programming that happens. So be sure and check out their website, their Facebook page, and join them at the open house on the 30th.
So that's really, really cool that you'll have basically 24-hour access to the library to fit people's schedules, because everybody's schedules is different. From January 31st up until February 2nd will be the National Upland Classic Series.
That's right. So we just finished the Bird Hunters United National Finals in Independence out at Remington Ranch this past weekend. And we hosted a lot of hunters. They were in town with their dogs. I mean, I went out to the banquet, and it looked like there were probably, well over 100 people, and hotels were full, and the end of the month will be no different. So between, as you said, January 31st to February 2nd, it will be the National Upland Classic Series, which they call NUX, and it's a Kansas State Championship. It will also be held out at Remington Ranch, and that is north of town. So again, you will probably see a lot of unfamiliar faces in town, dressed in camo, driving trucks with dog boxes on the back, and they are in town as our guests and enjoying some good rural Kansas hunting.
And it also helps out the economy for Independence as well. So lots of good things going on there. Jumping ahead to the 7th will be the business after hours at Lee's Cooling and Heating.
Yes. So a couple of things. On that day, there will be First Friday at the Civic Center, and that starts at 7:30 in the morning. And the business sponsor is Lee's Cooling and Heating. They are celebrating 70 years of being in business, and we will be recognizing Bob Leiker, who is the owner, who's retired. Actually, he has already retired from Lee's Cooling and Heating, and recognizing all of his years of ownership of the company. But we also have four great speakers that morning. Rusty Baker, who is the owner of Remington Ranch, will be talking about all of the hunts that are taking place in our community and the economic impact that those have on Independence. And Christy Hawley, who is with the JAG program at the high school, will be one of the speakers. Our police chief, Jerry Harrison, will be giving us an update from the police department. And the new CEO of Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, Brian Lawrence, will actually be in town to speak on behalf of the hospital and give us an update on all that's new at CRMC, as well as just introduce himself. He's, as you know, he's new to the community, and it's important that we all get to know him. So he will be one of our speakers. Everyone is encouraged to wear red, because after the event, we will be standing on the steps of Memorial Hall and taking a picture in support of raising awareness around women's heart health.
So again, that's what's going on the first Friday, and then you had the business after hours occurring at 5 p.m. that night. So I'll tell you what, the 7th is extremely busy, because not only is that going on, the very next day, well, actually that night, will be the Seniors Sweetheart Dance.
That's right. So we just found out about this event yesterday, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It is being sponsored by Medical Lodges, and let me find my flyer here. It's a Senior Sweetheart Dance, and the address for Medical Lodges is 1000 Mulberry, and it's Friday, February the 7th from 7 to 8. It's free to the community. Music is going to be provided by Jeff Owens. They're going to have refreshments and, you know, just a great time. So grab your sweetheart and head out and enjoy time with all of the other seniors at Medical Lodges, and just dance and have a good time.
So that sounds like a lot of fun. And coming up also, as going through this, on the 8th, we got three things going on. First, the Women for Independence 6th Annual Used Formal Consignment Sale.
Yes. So the day before, there's going to be a sweetheart dance for the seniors. And then the next day, we're going to be preparing for prom with all of the high school girls. So the Women for Independence do a lot of great things for our community. And the Used Formal Consignment Sale is one of those events. It will be Saturday, February the 8th. And this is the 7th year that they have hosted this. It is held at the Riverside Park 4-H building. They will be selling prom dresses, formals, and accessories. Registration fee is $5 for 3 dresses. And you'll register those dresses in the morning from 9:30 to 10:30. And then at 11 o'clock, basically the doors open and you can shop for dresses and those accessories until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. So it's a great way to get a beautiful prom dress at a very affordable price. You know, these girls spend a lot of money many times on dresses, and they only wear them once.
Right.
And so either borrow from a friend or go to this consignment sale and make some extra money by selling your dresses, or get a really good bargain by buying someone else's dresses. So that's a great opportunity.
Absolutely, it's a great opportunity. Also on the 8th, you have marked here the Daddy-Daughter Dance at the Independence School Small Gym.
Yes, they've done this for years now. So it's for dads, uncles, brothers, grandpas, father figures. It's for anyone and a little girl. So it's a Daddy-Daughter Dance. I think it's $5 for the tickets. They have some prizes. They have refreshments, and they just go and get dressed up and go and enjoy some time with dads and daughters. And it's at the high school gymnasium, as you said, but it's in the small gym. And again, it will be from 6 to 8. And for more information, you can contact the high school.
And the last thing we'll talk about today will be the, and this sounds like a lot of fun, the Murder Mystery Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball. Try to say that 3 times fast.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah.
So this is just a little save the date, because it'll be here before we know it. February the 8th is just around the corner. So as you said, it is a murder mystery at the Mardi Gras Masquerade Ball. So Saturday, February 8th, 6:30 p.m. at the Booth Hotel. Tickets are on sale now at the Public Library, as we mentioned before. Lots of great things happening at the Public Library. $30 in advance. You can grab a ticket for $40 at the door. And again, it is a benefit for a very important community treasure, the Independence Public Library.
And that'll be a lot of fun. Murder mysteries are always a lot of fun. So get on out there and get those tickets, and you'll have a great night at that Murder Mystery Masquerade Balls. I try to say that. All right. Well, Lisa, thank you very much for coming in today. We definitely appreciate it. And we will see you again next Tuesday.
I will be here.
All right. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have the students from Holy Name, a Catholic school, coming in. They will have their announcements. You are listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.